This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana officials will rescind a duplicate broadband grant for the Bridger area after a pair of telecom companies were both awarded federal infrastructure money to build broadband infrastructure in the same area, a violation of federal and state requirements for doling out the grant money. A commission of Montana lawmakers and executive branch representatives in charge of overseeing ConnectMT, the state's program to award $309 million in broadband grant funding from the 2021 American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, last Wednesday rescinded one of those awards. The commission voted to claw back a chunk of the $9.1 million grant it awarded in December of last year to Tri-County Telephone Association for the town of Bridger and the surrounding area. The state had simultaneously awarded a grant for that same service area to a competing company, Quest Corporation. That company, which secured a total of $4.5 million from 10 ARPA broadband grants awarded by the state, had already received $557,000 to extend broadband to the same area. Quest will be the company that will complete the work in the area. Representatives from Tri-County objected strenuously to losing the duplicate grant. After reviewing the situation, the commission found that Tri-County had not included a project boundary in the application it submitted. Because of that, the state failed to identify that the project overlapped the area to be built out by Quest. Tri-County had been aware of the duplication but chose not to reveal the issue to the correct state officials. The commission voted 7-2 to rescind Tri-County's award of the Bridger service area, with all the commission's Republicans and executive branch representatives voting in favor. Five trailblazing women, including a journalist and a golf star, will be featured on new quarters minted for 2025. The coins will be the final set in a four-year 20-coin production run of quarters honoring significant women in American history. The Treasury Department announced the final honorees of the four-year American Women Quarters Program. The five women honored are journalist and NAACP co-founder Ida B. Wells, Girl Scouts founder Juliet Gordon Lowe, astronomer Vera Rubin, disabilities activist Stacy Park Milburn, and tennis and golf star Althea Gibson. The honorees were selected by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, herself the first woman to hold that post. Major League Baseball umpire Brian Knight, a Helena, Montana native, is umpiring his first-ever World Series. Knight is one of five first-time World Series umpires on the seven-person crew for the 119th Fall Classic this year between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers, and he umpired at third base for Game 1 last Friday. If a fifth game is played, Knight will work the plate for Game 5 on Wednesday, November 1st in Phoenix. Knight is a Helena Capital High School graduate who grew up attending and playing Legion baseball games at Kendrick Legion Field, where his late father, Jim, umpired. Knight's father passed away in 2021 following a battle with cancer, and each of the last 2 years, the Helena Senators American Legion baseball team has honored his life with special jerseys and the Jim Knight Memorial Award. Brian Knight continues the family legacy. Brian Knight has been a full-time MLB umpire for 13 years. The Boys and Girls Class AA Montana State Soccer Championships that had been scheduled for this past Saturday in Bozeman are rescheduled for Tuesday. The Girls Championship game between Missoula Hellgate and Bozeman is at 1 p.m. Tuesday. The Boys Soccer Final between Billings West and Bozeman will be at 3:30 p.m. Both championship matches will be played at the Bozeman High Soccer Field. Over the past few days, Bozeman High's grass fields were rendered unplayable by a snowstorm. If the fields remain unusable, the games will be moved to another site in Bozeman on Tuesday. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.